Hey Potters, welcome to episode 205 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Hooray, we made it out of winter! Well,
not Texas, technically.
Texas doesn't really have winter, so.
And ours has been unfavorably warm, so they've already predicted that for the spring it's going to be much more warmer than usual, a lot more rain. Whoop-de-doo. A much hotter summer, and then we're probably going to have a very, 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 very cold winter.
Yeah, I say that we've made it out of winter with happiness, not because I dislike winter. I actually love winter, but because it makes it so much easier to go work outside on cosplay components, especially if you're using smelly chemicals.
Assuming it's not raining.
I've been cooped up in my apartment for much of the last month just because of wind or rain or cold or whatever. Something that will cause my favored working materials to not set properly.
Right.
So I'm actually kind of eager to go take my stuff outside so that I can actually start working with it. Especially the thing I have for show and tell, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of cosplay updates, why don't we start with those?
Yeah, it's all you per usual, because I've got nothing to really showcase.
So I've actually been out of town for more or less the last week doing my second job, because I have two jobs. I am a glutton for punishment. So I have not gotten as much cosplay as I would like done in the last week, but I did finish two of my air plants. So all the way around, I have used up not as much spare fabric as I would have liked. This does not take very much fabric. It's actually more time consuming than anything because I cut my fabric up into all these tiny little inch and a half squares. So it doesn't use up the fabric very quickly. But then again, I've only finished two of these and I have to make four more. So plus I have to make the little succulents that go in the top. So at least I'll use up more of that kind of fabric. Plus I can't kill these, which is nice. It will make my cosplay working area much more elegant without me having to worry about, you know, killing green things. I can't grow anything. I have tried. But the thing that I really wanted to show you guys is my new love. This is my new love.
Can you tilt it a little bit closer to the camera? Because we can't really
read it.
Yes,
I will. I wanted to hug it first.
Oh, okay.
This is Super 77. This is the lovely 3M shiny branded material. This is a spray adhesive. All it is just adhesive and a spray can, which I am not going to get my finger anywhere near the nozzle because I don't want accidents. This stuff is so freaking strong. It's like epoxy in a spray can. It's the best thing since electric blankets, people. If you want to stick something to something else, and no, I have not been sponsored or paid in any way by 3M. I just know this from trying this out. It fixes in 30 seconds, which I can verify from experience. It does bond in 30 seconds. And it's extraordinarily tacky. If you get your fingers anywhere close to your working material, whatever you're working on will stick to you, whether you like it or not. But I was using this because, as you guys may remember from last episode, I had prayed to the deities that are 3M because it was going to be my last hope for sticking spandex to foam. And so I did a very shiny test with the actual material. Yes, that's right. I actually cut a slice of my prized gold spandex. And it's still tacky, you guys. I only sprayed one coat. And the instructions on the can will actually tell you to spray both surfaces. So I sprayed the foam and I sprayed the back of the spandex. And then you wait like 15 seconds, according to the instructions on the can, because I follow instructions. And then you stick them both together. That was much harder than I thought it would be for just placing a piece of fabric onto a piece of foam, because it is so tacky. The fabric will stick to your fingers. And while you're trying to rip, and I mean rip, the fabric from your fingers, you're also trying to keep the foam from blowing away, which means as you grab for the foam, it is also sticking to your fingers. But I finally got the two together and it works magnificently. I can bend this any way I want and there are no wrinkles whatsoever. This is the best, and this is what I'm going to be doing for when I assemble my corset. The only thing that I have to work out now, which I found out the hard way is that I put newspaper down in the bottom of the little paper box that I was using as a spray test, because that way it keeps all of the aerosol contained outside. However, this piece of fabric is smaller than the size of the foam. If I cut a piece of fabric, which I will need to do, that is larger than the piece of the foam so that I can wrap the edges around and make nice edges, then the newspaper that is surrounding my foam piece is going to be tacky as I spray the foam across it, which means the fabric is going to stick to the newspaper. And that is not what I want. I only want the fabric to stick to the foam, and then I need to be able to wrap the edges around. So I have to kind of figure out like the equivalent of wax paper so that the fabric doesn't stick to whatever I'm spraying underneath it. Or I'm just going to have to be really fast. I don't know. I'll have to figure that out. But either way, that is what I'm going to do for the corset, because holy cow, I love this stuff. I even went and got a replacement roller because I have a little paint roller. It's a little foam attachment that goes on it. And it's one of those that you just roll paint on. I got it so that I can make sure the fabric is nice and flat and even. So I don't have to put anything on the roller. I'm just using it to flatten and smooth the surface of the fabric as I tack it down. And this stuff takes 24 hours to dry, which isn't really a problem because it's just going to sit there. So now that I can go outside and use this stuff, I'm so happy. I can actually assemble my corset. Yes. But yes, 3M Super 77. This is not inexpensive. It was $10 for this bottle. But a little bit goes a very long way. And with the sticking power this stuff has, it's going to be very worth it. This is now my new favorite adhesive, even over E6000. So there you go. I have a new adhesive in my arsenal, people. And it's one that I have to use outdoors.
Well, of course it is.
If you ever want to stick something to anything else, this stuff's great. I should preface this by saying I have not tested this, but I have a sneaking suspicion this will not work with EVA foam. Aerosols like to eat foam. Thankfully, it does not eat fun foam, so Super 77 is perfectly fine with fun foam. I don't know about EVA foam. So be careful before you suddenly start spraying an entire project with it.
Yeah, that might be something where you're going to have to test it.
And I plan to. I will definitely do testing, as I do on all my props. Like, you've seen me do numerous samples of the stuff without even touching my corset yet, which is a little frustrating because I would like to get it done and out of my way. But yeah, I always test first.
And that spandex is really shiny, by the way. Good gravy.
It's Yaya Han's line. I totally expect it. And honestly, a lot of those fabrics are uber shiny. And by shiny, I mean like shiny. Like you want to take powder and mat it out for photo shiny.
It's some serious spandex.
It just means I can't stand outdoors in full sun while I'm having photos taken.
You can only go outside during a cloudy day.
Right. But then again, I'm also going to be placing a little bit of styrene molding around the sides of it because there are patterns around it, and there's no way in all of hell that I'm going to be using spandex with those kind of curves. It would take forever to wrap it around foam, and I would need foam because it needs to look layered. So I would just as soon use styrene and spray paint that sucker. Plus, it'll have different tone gold, so it'll have kind of a textural difference too. Sometimes it's good to use contrast in cosplay, even if the difference is slight. It makes it pop a little bit.
Makes it look more real.
I don't know about that.
Well, sometimes it can.
Anime can only look so real. I mean, I can't see.
We're not talking about anime land here.
Yeah, I know. Plus, I'm pretty sure that the version they're using in anime is actual armor, not fabric, but I'm also kind of looking for, you know, comfort here.
Comfort schmuffert.
I also need to be able to transport this to the god.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
I haven't figured out what I'm wearing for Alcon yet. It'll probably either be my council robes or Deedlet.
I'm being
I'm gonna figure
normal. I'm
it out. I mean,
being normal. That's all I care about.
it's honestly supposed to rain
Yeah.
over the weekend of VolCon anyway, so everything's gonna be done indoors. So I guess it doesn't really matter all that much. It's whatever I want to get wet, and frankly, I don't want any of my costumes to get wet.
Right, exactly. I'm just like, you know what? It'll depend how I feel when I get up Saturday morning, but it'll probably just be me in normal wear because we do so much that it's like it's just easier.
We run around like chickens with no heads and literally run. Yes.
I did that many times last year. It was not fun. I was not
Yep.
happy with that.
I have power jogged around the con multiple times.
I had to keep yelling at the computer because it wasn't accepting my USB drive. That was part of the problem. So that
Just
made me a little delayed.
pat it on the head.
I didn't
Yeah.
want to pat it on the head. It was not being nice to me.
But that's how you get it to accept USB.
I had to talk to it very, very gruffly to accept my USB.
For as many tech problems as I have, y'all, I'm almost a computer whisperer because I do end up fixing every one of those problems eventually.
She does
It may
eventually
take
fix
time.
it.
It does take time, but I do figure out the problem and I do fix it.
I did finally make a technical difficulty sign just for the podcast, so I'm hoping I don't have
We
to use
will
it.
probably need it.
I don't want to use it anytime soon, but I made really funny font with it too, so I'm kind of excited to show it.
Is it Comic Sans?
No, it is not Comic Sans. God help me.
But that's all the cosplay updates I have. Hopefully, not by next episode, but the episode after that, I should have a corset to show you guys because next episode will be right after we finish AllCon. Speaking of AllCon,
Hey, it's coming up in like a couple of days.
from this recording, yes, it is literally less than a week from this recording.
And when this releases, it'll be the day of, so go fig.
So you guys will have something to listen to on your commute there or while you're getting ready in the morning, perhaps, for
Yay.
our cosplay contest, which you should sign up for.
Yeah, please sign up for it because we're still accepting entries online. And in fact, I'm just going to keep the entry sheet open until Friday at like 11:59 p.m. just in case there's any issues, just in case there's technical issues at the convention. That way, it's not an oh no, I can't sign up. It's oh, I just go to their website, click button. Hey, I can sign up. No problemo. It's great times. So just a reminder to everybody, we are giving away a butt ton of prizes, and there's really no nice way of saying it because it's the best way to say it. It is a butt ton of prizes. All
A
to
load.
it, I like butt ton better.
I'm sure you do.
I like it a lot better. Because we're giving away over a grand of prizes this year, which is the largest we have ever given away before, and it's fantastical. First place alone for Best in Show is going to have over $600 value, plus cash, $100 in cash, no less. What? And then all of our other categories will be getting a cash prize, as well as a cool foam bundle pack with EVA foam stuff and foam clay. Yay! Let's see, and of course trophies, because I love trophies and I have to make sure that trophies are accepted and wonderful. They're great tools for the zombie apocalypse,
I
which
mean, we
probably
always want to show our appreciation for the cosplayers and make sure that they are appropriately rewarded because, these contestants, and we know personally that they put immense amount of effort and time and blood, sweat, and tears, sometimes literally, into their cosplays. So we want to make sure that you guys feel appreciated with giant trophies.
giant bludgeoning trophies.
Yeah, please don't bludgeon anybody at the con. We are not condoning violence with these trophies.
Saying, just for zombie apocalypse reasons, that's all.
Please do not bludgeon anyone cosplaying as a zombie at the con. Making that very clear.
Legit zombie apocalypse, not the dressed-up
Exactly.
one.
Thank you.
There we go. So thank you again to TNT Cosplay Supply for your magnanimous donation. We really, really greatly appreciate it. And of course, a big thank you to our judges, which we have Hoku Props, Miko Biko Cosplay, and Meow About Cosplay. We are really excited to see everybody on Saturday. So sign up. You can sign up on our website, on any of our social media channels, through AllCon's website. If you want to go to our Facebook event page, we got signups everywhere. It all leads to the same form. It takes maybe less than a minute to fill out. And it's just a great way to reserve your spot, and you can change your costume at the last minute if you need to change your costume. That's cool too. And even better is the way that we have our contest set up, anyone can enter. If you didn't make your costume, if you thrift stored it, we got a category just for you. So sign up. everybody can enter because we want everyone to show off your cool ass costumes. There you go.
This includes families. If you want to enter as a family, you are more than welcome to. If you want to enter a group cosplay, you are more than welcome to.
Absolutely. We've definitely got a family seal of approval because we've had a number of kids enter our contest in the past, and we've gotten lots of thumbs up from moms and dads because we keep it simple and easy.
Some of them have won prizes.
Absolutely.
We will award kids prizes if the judges find that, you know, they merit it.
Yeah. So yeah, sign up. Sign up now. Sign up.
I mean, even if you don't think you're a great cosplayer, we heartily encourage you guys to sign up anyway, because it's a really good experience to be able to walk that stage and perform for the audience. Our audiences are always really supportive, like really supportive. And all the cosplayers stay to support their fellow cosplayers in addition to the audience members.
Absolutely.
We always have a full house every year. So it's a really great experience. Please do consider signing up, even if you don't think that you're going to win anything. We still encourage you to go ahead and join the experience.
It's always a lot of fun. And our big thing is we don't like it to be the entire day of your convention experience, because we think that that's not why you're at all con. You want to spend the time running around, going to the panels and talking to your friends, meeting new people, going to the dealer's room, going to play some games. You don't want to spend 9 hours at a cosplay contest. Nobody wants to do that. Everybody doesn't want to do that. So
we've been there, done that.
We've been there, we've done that, and we hate it. We really hate it when they do that. So we can keep it simple, easy, to the point. You spend at most 3 hours there, and then you're fun, and you can have whatever fun times you want to do for the rest of the day. We keep it easy, which is why we're family approved.
We basically have taken all of our competition experience and distilled it down into this wonderful little package.
Yep.
And then we just take the good parts and we keep those, and then we chuck all the bad parts. We're trying to make this the best possible experience for you guys.
Absolutely.
Based on what we know works and what doesn't.
So yeah, sign up. Go sign up. Go sign up now. Go sign up.
We are sorry to say there are no restaurant gift cards.
I ain't sorry to say that. We're giving you full hard cash,
which you can use for, you know, a nice dinner if you would like to celebrate.
Right? Cash is better. No restaurant gift cards.
And of course, if you guys don't wish to participate on the stage, you are always welcome to sit in the audience and enjoy the show. It's not long. I think generally in the past, we've taken about an hour.
We haven't. We've never hit an hour.
For the entire contest.
Yeah, we've never hit an hour yet.
I'm counting for people coming into the room and clearing the room. So maybe an hour.
Yeah, so it's about, we usually start letting people in about 15 minutes before the contest actually starts. And we're usually done by half hour afterward, 45 minutes afterwards, about that long.
About 45 minutes. Yep.
We're a tight ship, man. We keep it going.
Yep. So, of course, thank you again to our judges. Thank
Yay.
You to our sponsors.
Thank
we
you.
Hope to see all of you guys there in less than a week.
I can't believe it.
And then we're going to collapse afterward.
As always is the case, because it is very exhausting. Good gravy.
All right. So that closes out our AllCon announcements. Why don't we move on into the main topic of this episode?
We're going to be doing a news cycle because this has been all over the news lately, but it's also been part of the convention circuit because reasons, and obvious reasons. Gee, I wonder why. We're going to be talking about convention cancellations due to that wonderful COVID-19. For those who don't know, aka the coronavirus. Obviously, we're going to be talking about this. And I think we need to both put out there that this is not meant to be scare tactics. We're just going to provide information as we know about it. We're going to have a thoughtful, rational discussion and talk about some ways that you can keep yourself safe during this con season and what you can do in situations where your local convention got canceled because of this. As of recently, Emerald City Comic Con, which is one of the largest comic conventions in the Pacific Northwest, they have delayed until the summer. No date yet about what that rescheduled date is. A number of conventions near us have had guest cancellations. AllCon has had some guest cancellations because obviously there is concern. This
There are
is a
also travel restrictions too, so some of the guests literally cannot travel.
Exactly. If they're stuck in their home country, they cannot make it over here or to another location because their country say no. So it's put a lot of things on high alert, and even a bunch of big tech conferences have been canceled. Microsoft, Facebook, and Google's big conferences have been shut down. One of the largest mobile tech conferences in Europe, which pretty much is like the start of the year for tech conferences, was completely canceled. It's a big
South by
deal.
Southwest was just canceled as well, and it's one of the largest music and I want to say philosophical conferences because they have a lot of panels just generally, it's almost like TED Talk style, talking about all different things. And there are cosplayers at South by Southwest.
So it is a big deal. So I guess the place that we need to start with is, are people making too big of a deal out of this? And my argument is no, because health and safety concerns come first. But I do think that there is some misinformation that's being kind of thrown out there.
Yes. I mean, some people are probably making a really big deal out of it when they may not necessarily need to make as big a deal. But at the same time, I don't think that we want to give the impression that it's not a big deal or it's not a concern. It is definitely something people should be concerned about, especially if you are traveling any distance, really, if you're going to be encountering a large group of people from many different places. And a lot of the tips that we will be covering here are not just applicable during this sort of situation, but just for conventions in general, honestly, whenever you're in just large gatherings of people.
And what makes this virus a little bit different from other ones is that, unlike the flu, where you know if you have a fever, you can pass it on, with COVID-19 and coronavirus just in general, you don't have to be showing the symptoms to pass it on to someone else. So you can have the standard cold stuff and not realize that it's something much, much worse. So it's very easy for it to transmit from one person to another, which is why that's kind of part of the issue. You can't really self-regulate it when you don't realize that you have it.
Also, there are current pretty standard treatments for the flu. They've got both vaccinations and they've got nasal sprays. So they have multiple ways of dealing with, and I will say, most of the known flu varieties. Not all of them, because we still have seasons where, unfortunately, the vaccine are only maybe 80% effective. But that's still 80% effective, and we have known treatments for that. Currently, there are candidate vaccinations for coronavirus. However, none of them are publicly available yet, which means, as of the moment that we know of, there are no ways to really treat coronavirus if you do happen to contract it, besides basically having that person stay home and hope that their body just defeats it on its own.
And for most people, it probably will just be like a cold. I mean, when you look at the symptoms, they're not worse than the flu. They're actually pretty well managed and well maintained. It's mostly a respiratory virus, so it's just coughing, and you might have a fever, you might have a sore throat. Really, the people that should be the most concerned are the children, those who are over the age of 60, and anybody who has an autoimmune disease, which is why I'm slightly concerned about it, of course, because obviously, if I get infected with it, it could potentially be much more brutal towards me. I don't know. It depends on how my body reacts to it, which is why people need to take precaution in doing the things that they are doing because it's so easy to transmit it.
And also for those who have underlying health conditions, especially respiratory issues. So if you have something like asthma,
Asthma.
something like coronavirus can actually make your symptoms and your condition worse. And so if you have those conditions, it's always good to take these precautions, use your common sense, and just make plans. And if you need to delay travel, then you can certainly always do that. It's better to delay and be safe than to go and somebody else ends up giving it to you.
Which is why there's a number of conferences that have decided to cancel because obviously this is something to be concerned about. Do you need to go out and buy all the toilet paper at Costco? No. It's not that bad, and we need to stop doing that because people need their toilet paper. We don't need to be
I'm
jacking up
sorry.
the prices on hand sanitizer.
I never understood the toilet paper. I understood the hand sanitizer because one of the big things that they'll tell you to do is to wash your hands often.
Often,
And that's
yes.
because basically it will kill the virus that's on the hands, which is one of the primary ways that you transmit the disease aside from coughing is because when people cough, they'll cover their mouth with their hands. And then you go and touch things like, you know, escalator rails and doorknobs.
Door handles, yeah.
Exactly.
Your cell phone. Cars.
Yes.
Your keyboard.
Touch all sorts of handles and everything in your hotel room. And so they'll tell you, wash your hands constantly. Well, hand sanitizer can be used for that. So I understand that. They've also told people that you can wear masks, which are the basic white or ivory masks that you can see in like Home Depot, Lowe's, any hardware store. They're the inexpensive ones. They're not respirators. So they're not rated for certain uses, but they're just basic masks. Those I can understand too, because it prevents the spread from coughing.
Mm-hmm.
Why toilet paper? Why is this even a thing? It doesn't protect against anything.
It's people stocking up thinking that the apocalypse is going to happen and the whole city is going to shut down for like 5 months. And it's like, well, no, it's not going to be that bad, guys. I mean, yes,
then
obviously.
Then why are they stocking up on like canned food or something else that's more of like a human need? Like if it came down to it, you can use tissues.
Yeah.
Why toilet paper?
Because people are taking it to such an extreme level. And unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation on social media and a number of outlets that's not providing the correct info. And the best place to get the right info is from the CDC and Johns Hopkins. Mm-hmm. They're giving the most accurate, up-to-date information. They're being 100% open and honest about what's occurring and how to handle the situation. Those of us who have autoimmune diseases, we already know what we need to do to take care of ourselves. So I'm not freaking out and stocking up on toilet paper, and I should be the most concerned about this virus. And if I'm not freaking out, then no one else needs to be freaking out.
Alternatively, if you're not in the United States, because the CDC is the Center for Disease
Control, mm-hmm.
which is here in the States, for those who are worldwide who are also dealing with this problem, you can also consult the WHO, which is the World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to the convention scene itself, so maybe you are one of those unfortunate few where you were supposed to go to ECC and it got canceled. And it's like, oh crap, what are we going to do? Definitely stay up to date with the convention's website and their social media channels just to kind of get all the information. Don't be afraid to ask them, you know, hey, what about refunds? Because it may be that if the convention is delayed to a certain time and you can't get that time off of work or school, obviously you need to get reimbursed. And I'm, as far as I've seen, everybody's been very accommodating to this because obviously this is something outside of their control. They can't really say what's going to happen with the virus. They're just trying to take the preventative measures. So more than likely, they're probably going to give you a refund, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. If you happen to have flights scheduled, check with those flights, check with the airline, see what they can do for you. If you didn't purchase travel insurance, you might be a little limited on your options, because if you have travel insurance, 99% of the time you can cancel and you can get refunded, except for the travel insurance amount, of course. But depending on the airlines itself, they may be able to give you a credit to your account, so you can apply it to a future flight, which that's always a possibility, so that's not so bad. Same thing with hotels too. If you didn't purchase travel insurance with hotels, you may not be able to get a refund on your deposit, but maybe they won't charge you the full amount. So you can still work out some ways to get some refunds. Because this is such an extreme situation, I'm sure a lot of businesses are willing to work with people so they don't get a bad rep, because that's important now.
And likewise, like you said, if you can't get a refund, you can still try and ask them if you can either get a credit or transfer it for the future.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of conventions may not offer refunds, especially because the convention has already spent that money to, you know, pay for staff, to pay for equipment, to put down deposits on the hotel rooms, that sort of thing. They may not be able to give you a refund, but they could transfer your ticket to next year.
Yeah.
And likewise, hotels may be able to give you a credit for their hotel chain, which you can use, say, 3 months in the future, and you can either go to a different convention or just travel on a vacation. Generally, airlines will do the same. They'll give you a voucher for a future flight. You may not get a refund back, but at least you won't completely lose your money. You can still use it.
Yeah, there's definitely ways that you can work around it. If you happen to be one of the lucky ones who still have the convention going on, it's in your hometown, so there's not a whole lot of worry about the virus being transmitted. There's still some safety tips that you can take to take care of yourself, take care of everybody else around you. One is definitely make sure that you follow the wonderful rules of the 6 to 7 hours of sleep every night. Get your two
6 to 1.
square, yep, 2 square meals a day, and take a shower every day with soap and water, please. Full shower, like longer than 2 seconds.
This is for more than just body odor this time.
Yeah.
It's now actually to literally kill the virus.
Yes. It's for good, healthy, important reasons. And a meal is not ramen and soda or ramyun. And ramyun and ramyun, ramyun and pocky. It needs to be an actual full meal that helps give you calories and energy and sustains your body.
It's not just to prevent you from getting the virus, but it's also to prevent you, if you do catch it, from being a carrier.
Yes, no one wants to be patient zero at the convention.
Or to make someone else patient zero if you don't know that you're patient zero. So take
Right.
care of your body and it will take care of you and everyone else around you.
Definitely try to avoid shaking hands if possible, because that's always a great way to transmit things. Because,
Everyone
hey!
is either doing fist bumps now,
Yes.
or something new that I have seen that I didn't know existed is the elbow bump.
I've seen the elbow bump, but the one that's been going around has been the live long and prosper, which is very appropriate for conventions.
Yes, that is also
That's a
true.
great greeting.
And if you do end up needing to shake hands, because there are a lot of business travelers as well
Sure.
as cosplayers, if you do end up needing to shake hands, you can either bring hand sanitizer with you. Or just make sure to thoroughly wash your hands often at a nearby restroom.
If you're a germaphobe, you already know these rules.
Yes.
I practice them religiously.
Yes. And one of the other things that you can do, as we covered before, is that if you do end up getting sick, and it may happen, it may not even be coronavirus. You may just
Just get a
generally have a
cold.
cold, or you may even just have allergies.
Yeah.
Then, if you do need to cough or sneeze, instead of doing it into your hands, do it into your elbow.
Reduce the risk of it spreading everywhere.
Exactly. Because chances are good you're not going to go around touching the inside of your elbow to everything.
It's going to be pretty rare that you're going to be doing that. It just helps to contain all that
Right.
everywhere.
And if you do end up needing to cough or sneeze into your elbow, it's not recommended that you greet people with the elbow bump because then you are literally transmitting everything you just put
Boop.
into your elbow. Exactly. Then you're transmitting. So, fist bumps are appropriate for that sort of thing.
And of course,
Basically, all of this is just to not spread the virus.
right. And I think a general, of course, should be obvious thing is if you are sick, do not go.
Stay home.
Stay home. There are, in a very literal sense, tens of thousands of conventions every single year. You can go to another one. It's okay. Will it suck for that weekend? Absolutely. Can you go to another one 3 weeks from now when you're feeling 100% better? Absolutely. Please don't spread anything.
And this isn't just like go to your hotel room and stay in your hotel room. Stay home
Home.
because if you go to a hotel room while you're sick, even if you don't go to the rest of the convention, someone else is going to stay in that hotel room after you. So it's best just stay home. One of the fantastic things is that a lot of conventions now have live streams, especially on Twitch. So even if you can't go to the convention in person, you can still basically live vicariously through the live streams that you can watch on these different streaming services. And 99% of the time, they're free. You don't even have to register to watch them. So, I didn't go to PAX, but I was able to watch PAX East on Twitch. So I was still able to see a lot of the content, even though I didn't go.
So I want to answer Wayfrod's questions. Is there any cosplay-specific things to know when it comes to keeping yourself germ-free? Makeup, don't share it. Keep your makeup to yourself. That's a great way to ensure that stuff doesn't get transferred. Because if you put something on your eye or around your eye, or you use the same foundation and you hand it off to other people, you are transmitting germs that way.
In fact, I would probably say in general, for this sort of thing, it may actually be best if you have single-use cosmetics.
Yes.
Just because there is that risk that you end up somehow being a carrier without being symptomatic. And if that is so, when you're using the cosmetics, you run that risk of basically having the virus in there. So it's better if you can just dispose of them once you've used them up. Mostly because we don't really have any facts on how long the virus can live on surfaces yet. There have been numerous news reports throwing different numbers around, but we just don't know for sure, and it's better not to take that risk of literally carrying the virus home with you in your cosmetics. Because most of us as cosplayers don't necessarily, you know, look to test our cosmetics for foreign substances, and we use them often. We use them in daily life. So
yeah.
You'd be exposing yourself over and over and over again.
Which is not so gravy.
No.
And I would definitely recommend that after the con is over, instead of just putting your cosplay away, throwing away your wig into the bag, wash everything. Just wash it. Just to be sure, just to be safe, because you never know. Stuff likes to live on clothing and in hair fibers for quite some time. And plus, you get a nice pleasant smell afterwards before you pack it all away. It's great. There's nothing more refreshing than pulling a costume out of your garment bag and going, oh, it's already clean. I don't have to do anything to it.
And have it smell really good.
Oh, yeah, that's the best. I put dryer sheets now in mine. It's so much. Oh, it's great.
I would say likewise with contacts. For those who wear contacts, if you can afford to use disposables for conventions, I would recommend using disposables.
Definitely wash your hands very thoroughly before you put anything in your eye, because you're not supposed to be touching your face, obviously, if all your germy germs live here.
Right. And that's doubly important whenever you're in cosplay, not to touch your face.
Yeah.
Whether or not you have makeup on, and I know that can be very difficult, especially like someone like me has a lot of trouble not touching their face.
Same.
It's really important with large gatherings right now to not touch your face.
You have to cognizantly like remind yourself, like, stop touching. And I'm the worst about that. I know I'm bad about it, which is why I'm being, you guys don't see it, but I have my nice bottle of Purell right next to me. So every time I touch my face, or I think I'm about to, I quickly have been rubbing my hands just in case, even though I'm at home. I know I'm a germaphobe by nature. So for me, this is kind of normal.
And something else that you can do, and I don't have the canister on me, it's about 10 feet that way, is if you are staying in a hotel room with roommates, because cosplayers will often do this to kind of cut down on the cost of the hotel room.
Sure.
You can bring something like Lysol spray.
Yeah.
They have disinfectant sprays that are specifically made to kill germs and viruses. We don't necessarily know if that works on coronavirus.
Right.
But it can help to still spray down common surfaces that everyone is using, like, you know, the writing table, maybe the TV stand, the bathroom counter, that sort of thing. It can help to clean that every so often, just as a precautionary. And the bottles aren't very expensive. I want to say it was like $5.99 for a fairly large, like, foot tall spray. It's not bad, and it may be worth bringing that with you. Now, granted, if you are flying on a plane, that won't be an option,
because that's not an option.
That's more than what TSA allows you through.
Right.
In that case, you may need to purchase it when you're heading to your destination. And likewise with things like soap and hand sanitizer and such, you may not be able to fly with them because of the amount involved with TSA, but you should be able to pick it up at your destination. Hopefully it will not be at inflated prices, but no promises, because unfortunately there are some people taking advantage of
the situation right now. Of course they are, because easy money. So yeah, the TLDR version is just take care of yourself, be cognizant of your health, try to stay as healthy as you possibly can. If you get sick, stay home. Please don't spread it to anybody else. You can have your fun another weekend, because there are tens of thousands of other conventions you can attend with relative ease. We assure you of this, especially if you're in Texas or California. Good Lord. We have like 500 conventions a weekend, I swear. And just remember, like, this is more than just about you and your health. You're staying home to ensure that others who have not so stellar health aren't susceptible to these viruses and could potentially be harmed by this. It's important to think about the community as a whole, not just yourself.
And you know, this is a great reason to build pockets in your cosplay.
Yeah.
You slip a little hand sanitizer in there. If you need to wear a mask, and that's perfectly fine. I mean, we've been to conventions recently where we've seen people wearing masks even before coronavirus was a thing.
Right.
You can make a stylish one.
Why not?
Glam it up. Incorporate it into your costume. There is nothing wrong with that. You know, wear it proud, because you're not only helping yourself, you're helping the rest of us too.
There you go.
And just be courteous to others. You know, if you need to cough or sneeze, do what you need to do. If you need to go stop into a restroom and wash your hands, perfectly fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. And if you see a cosplayer who appears to be in respiratory distress, please help them out. You know, summon the medical staff if needed. You know, we don't want people to be sick or having problems and then just kind of left alone, especially if you're in cosplay, which is already stressful enough on our bodies.
Man, it's uncomfortable, and I hated every second when it happened to me, let me tell you. Oof.
Oh, speaking of, you know, this, it's kind of a bit of a related thing, but since we're talking about respiratory issues, now's probably not a great time to be wearing a binder.
Oh man, I can't even imagine, especially with how bad allergies have been already. It's supposed to be one of the worst years for allergies. I've been feeling them, and I don't have allergies.
With corona basically being a respiratory attacking virus, it may just be best to leave off the binder for both women and men, just to make sure that you can breathe adequately, because it's hard enough to breathe in a binder. A proper binder, please don't use ACE bandages.
Don't use ACE bandages.
Just don't.
Don't.
But it's hard enough to breathe in those, restricting your chest without also being sick. And I know it's accurate to cosplay, but come on, guys. It's one convention, I think.
I think it's okay.
I think it's fine.
Be comfortable, be safe, be good with your health. That's what matters.
Yep. This has been your PSA.
It's a nice way of saying don't freak out about it, but just be cautious, that's all. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, most of this is pretty common sense.
Yeah.
And there are things that you would probably do at a convention anyway. You should wash your hands often.
Good Lord, yes. Please wash your hands before you eat.
You should take care of yourself. You should eat well. You should be courteous when you cough and sneeze. Like, most of the stuff, do at conferences anyway.
Yeah. Alrighty. We're good.
Awesome. Well, hopefully that was informative for you guys. And of course, if you do happen to be infected, you know, our hearts are with you.
Yes.
Please stay home. We have plenty of podcasts for you guys to listen to and keep you company. You know, our hearts go out to those in China and Italy and Iran and France and everywhere else where there have been a bunch of people infected. We really hope that this all blows over soon so that everybody can get back to cosplaying and having fun. All right. And of course, if you would like to join in with your tips for good convention health and other ways that you can stay safe during public emergencies like this, you can join us on any of our social media, which you can find here
in the corner where I don't have to type it up anymore. Yay.
And of course, you can always email us podcast@cospod.org if you don't have access to social media. Otherwise, we will wish you guys happy cosplaying. Please stay safe. We'll see you guys next episode in 206. Happy cosplaying, everybody.